So BizTech reporting today that there is an investigation currently happening into Woolworths, Pick n Pay, ShopRite and other food producers in South Africa. My next guest is going to explain to us why. He's Mervin Abrams. He's program coordinator at the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group. Mervin, great to have you with us on Chai FM. Thanks for your time. Why is this investigation happening? What are they looking at?
So good evening, and good evening to all your listeners. So the South African Human Rights Commission has initiated an investigation into the food system of South Africa on the backdrop of the immense hunger and household food insecurity that exists in the country. So we're talking about, you know, at least about 15 to 20% of South Africans that experience hunger in different forms, in different ways. And so the point is to look at the entire, hence it's not about food prices or it's not about shops. It is about the food system. So who are the different players in the food system? What are the blockages in the food system? What are the things that are leading to food unaffordability and hence hunger? Because the South African Constitution guarantees the right to food, and in particular for children, the right to sufficient nutrition.
Why is the blame being put at the foot of the retailers? Why is this a Woolworths, ShopRite or Pick n Pay issue? Surely one has to look at the fundamentals of the economy and why the economy isn't performing and why there's unemployment and why people can't afford to buy the food in the first place. It just seems to me a crazy place to start, or am I misunderstanding the issues?
No, so this is not the start. This is phase two of the investigation. So there has been already a phase one in which the Commission had various ministers in which they had looked at various economic issues like the national minimum wage, wages, where they've looked at, for instance, the reality of hunger and food insecurity, etc. So this is not the start. This is going to phase two. In fact, this is probably the last part of the commission's investigation.
This is very interesting to me. I never thought about it in these terms, so I'm having my brain really opened by you this afternoon, and I'm grateful for that. Is our food distribution system, is it structurally broken, in your opinion, in South Africa?
So really, I mean, you are correct when you say, is this an economic issue? Of course, our food system is embedded in an economic system.
Yes.
So and the one plays off of the other. You know, it's a very complex system in which the economy influence, of course, the food system also has a direct influence on the economy. So, for instance, when 25% of our children, for instance, are stunted, as is currently the case, yes, by the time they enter the labor force as workers in 25 years, they are scarred, in fact, and will enter as laborers and possibly won't be able to integrate into a new global economy. So all these things play off against each other. And whilst I of course carry no brief for the commission, so I cannot explain, you know, what led up to this in the commission. All I can explain is, you know, what I have seen the commission do, and so really they want to get to the bottom of why is this persistent hunger in the country, and why is household affordability and food insecurity increasing? So one part of that, not the entire part, story.
No, I'm with you.
One part of that story is retailers, and I think it would be very interesting to hear from the retail sector, because the retail sector is the apex of the food system. So South Africans are net buyers of food. We, unlike other parts of Africa, we grow very little food for our own consumption. We tend to access our food through the retail stores. Now, to hear from the retail stores what the issues are. So for instance, I could just give you one example. I spoke with a dairy farmer the other day, called me, and he said to me, you know, you are creating the impression that milk prices are increasing and that we dairy farmers are the bad guys. And I said, of course you're not the bad guys. He said to me, you know, and I cannot mention exactly who, you know, because of certain confidentiality things, but he said to me, I sell a liter of milk for X to X company. Now, of course, after that, it goes through a process, so there are other costs that gets added to it. It then goes into logistics, which, of course, then also adds some price on it. But when you look at what the retailer charge in terms of what the farmer has gotten for that 1 liter of milk, then it's almost more than 100% more at retail level. And that is the reality of an apex body, because they have the overriding power, they can force prices down in other parts of the food system. So I would want the commission to explore that a little bit, in terms of, you know, what are your buying practices, your buying policy, particularly when it comes to fresh vegetables, because farmers are price takers. Farmers are really having a bad time, particularly when it comes to kind of vegetable farms and dairy farmers. Then there are areas like of course retail stores also have their own costs. I mean, they have labor costs, they have rents, they have all of these other things. So percentage wise, how does your price practices and your pricing policy work versus all these other costs in the system?
I think it would be
very enlightening. Because for years, my organization, we've been tracking food prices for years. And for years, we have asked retail stores, how do you arrive at certain prices? And of course, we just can't get any information out of them. So it would be interesting to see exactly what information the commission can come out with. And if I might just add one more thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in our business, we often talk about the rocket and the feather impact. So, for instance, when fuel prices increase or an input cost into a particular product increases massively, then like a rocket, the price takes off. But once it subsidizes and that crisis has now been resolved,
doesn't come down.
Then coming down, it comes down like a feather. So if I might just give you one example. So 5 liters of cooking oil in January of 2021 cost 101 rand on average.
Okay.
Then, of course, we had Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And, of course, that meant that there wasn't sunflower seeds on the market, and of course globally cooking oil prices increased. So by January of 2023, that same 5 liters had cost 185 rand. So there we saw the spike that was caused by that geopolitical crisis. But when you look at the prices this month for exactly that 5 liters of cooking oil, it's 162 rand. So the prices have come down, but has now settled at a new bar, a new level, which was much higher than pre the Ukraine war. And so it's our hope that the commission will go into some of that. And there might very well be a good explanation, which we just don't know. But to kind of interrogate that, because with the fuel price increase over the last 3 months, for instance, our basket saw a spike of 173 rand. Now, fuel prices are subsiding. It's coming down. It's almost at the price it was before the crisis. So what should we, see
No,
a
fair enough.
corresponding
Does make sense.
decrease in food prices? So those are the type of questions I'm hoping the commission will ask the retailers, and I'm hoping they'll be able to provide some kind of information that could be useful for us to understand how prices work.
Mervin, we're out of time. I'm going to leave it there this afternoon. I just want to tell you that was informative in the extreme. Thank you for all that important background, which has certainly enlightened me as to why these guys are sitting in the room in the first place. Thank you. We will chat again.